Hello, patrons. How are you doing? I'm Adam Coble, the Space Master of Farbrona. I'm joined by two dead people and my new friend Kate. Hi, everybody. Also, this great picture of Max. Max is looking real good today. So, if you're watching this, that means you know what happened to Riley and Jason. And whether you're cheering or shedding a single tear, we're going to make some new characters today. And I'm looking forward to it. If you're wondering why there's a Kate and not an Anne, Anne is going to be in Gay Paris for a few weeks, and Kate has happily decided to step in and join us. So before we do the character thing, Kate, you've never played a role-playing game before?
Never, ever.
Are you excited to play a role-playing game?
I'm terrified.
Which what are you terrified? What are you terrified of?
With can be confused with excitement, I think.
Yeah, the same.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know if I'm creative enough, but I'm excited to see if I am.
I believe in you. Do you like space?
I identify very heavily as a space witch. Like, I'm literally wearing a NASA t-shirt right now, accidentally.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. And so I was like, can I make a character who's like a space witch? And I think someone was like, maybe a psychic is like a thing you could do. And so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I've read about your factions and stuff. I've found one very interesting.
Good. Good. Well, we'll dive deeper into that business as we go on. As always, Mark and Bronze, hello. Welcome back, friends. Hi. Hi over there. How are you doing? What stage of mourning are you in now? Have we reached anger, denial, grief?
Where are you going? I'm good. I'm fine. Like, I just moved on. He's done.
So denial then. Denial is the okay. All right. Good. Good.
I don't know about.
I was sad though. And then I got over it. Yeah. So it lasted for a period of about 48 to 72 hours. And then I was like, fuck it. I don't need her.
That's right. Time for
an even cooler character. Yeah. It's gonna be
even better character. This one's not gonna be a ginger. Gingers cool. Are bad luck.
All right, so we're gonna make some new characters, which means we're gonna go through some steps. The purpose of making characters is giving us mechanical information for the game, so that when we need to know if the character is capable of doing something, we can look at our character sheet and say, oh, my character is good at this thing and not good at this thing, and then we can do the thing we're not good at anyway, even though we know we're not good at it, and then see what happens. The character sheet will give you all of the stuff that you need to know so that when we're playing the game and I say, make a shoot roll or make a dexterity check or make a luck save, you'll be able to look at the sheet and say, oh, okay, I just click this thing. Roll20 will do most of the heavy lifting for you. But if you have questions or whatever now or during the episode, don't worry. It's okay. Max still does not know how to work his character sheet. And we've been doing this for 10 episodes. So.
Did you finally say that?
He's not here.
Perfect.
Yes, he has weapons now, which I did. That's okay. Look, not everybody learns fast. So there is a little bit of randomness to character creation, which is to say you're going to roll your stats. And your stats are, there are six of them: strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. And that's like the base level stuff for what your character is good at or bad at. And it will modify pretty much everything else you do in the game. And then we'll make some more choices around that. But this is sort of the base level stuff of the character. So Mark, would you like to be the example? Do you want to go first and we'll roll your stats?
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Okay.
Don't roll one HP.
Yeah. So
well, that's the whole. Yeah. We got that.
To figure out your stats, and Mark will do it first, and mm-hmm. and then we can all do it. You're gonna in roll 20, you're gonna roll three imaginary virtual six-sided dice. And you can do that by typing in the roll 20 box /R space 3d6. Let's find out how strong your new character is, Mark.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. Eight. Not very strong. 8. Okay, so Mark rolled 2.
Is that,
one,
is that
six.
A 0 in this? I can't remember. That's like a nil modifier.
They're not super serious. 8 to 13 is no modifier.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So next one, dexterity.
Mm-hmm. Cool, oh, buddy.
We'll be changing that. That's 100% getting changed. Next one is constitution.
Okay, good. Seems hey, better well. By yep. comparison.
Intelligence. Mm-hmm. Hey, ooh, that's pretty good, actually.
Smart boy, you got a plus one. Good.
And then, so wisdom.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right.
And then last one, charisma.
Charisma. Okay. All right. So you're gonna go ahead and roll, put all those into your character sheet in that order.
Yep.
Yep. And then I don't know. I think the sheet might automatically fill the modifier.
It does the modifier. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So now that you've done that, if you want to, you can change one attribute to a 14. You can change any one. So is that
I'll be changing dexterity. Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. 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 All right. Let's do the stats for everybody. So, Bronze, you want to do yours now?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. Slash R, 36. 13 strength.
Strong start.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay.
Strong girl.
10 dex. Incredibly average. Yep. Most things will be. Okay. Good.
Average constitution.
Hey,
zeros across the board so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
11 intelligence.
Hey, this incredibly is good. No penalties. Oh, nice wisdom.
Very wise.
Wisdom, nice. Perceptive.
Yeah.
Emotionally aware. Good. Not very charismatic.
Not very charismatic.
That's okay though. And what do you want to turn? What do you want to turn into your 14?
My strength is already pretty close to 14, so I probably won't raise that. I'm probably going to raise my dexterity as well.
Right, your 10 becomes a 14?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Dexterity, so the reason, Kate, for context, dexterity is useful because it's used for not getting shot or stabbed. It increases your armor class, which makes it harder for you to get hit. It's also good for piloting, and it's good for... shooting guns, so in situations that are often like lethal or dangerous, dexterity can be helpful.
Gotcha.
Well, let's roll yours, Kate. So in roll 20, type slash R space 3d6.
Oh, I'm ahead of you.
There you go. You got
look
it.
At this.
Okay.
Nailed it.
So now I'll show you a trick. In the bar in the same place, you don't have to type it again, just tap up and it'll put whatever the last thing you did in there.
Oh, I like that a lot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So this is 10, not on top of the base. That's just 10.
Just
anything 10. Over 10 yeah. would be basically. The bonus.
I mean, I think it autofills for 10s already. So if you roll a 10, just leave it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this goes in the base box.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. 11 dexterity.
12.
We're going just up. Keep going. You're gonna have a great.
Yeah. Let's go. 13.
Oh. Back down. That would have been amazing.
Okay.
And last one. No, two more.
Two more. Yep.
Oh, nice. Wisdom. So wisdom. Wise.
I'm very so wise.
I like it. Okay.
Oh,
damn. Wisdom and charisma. That's great. That's really good.
So that's, especially my, that's my base?
Yeah, those are your base. So type all those in on the base. And then one of your stats you can raise to a 14.
Probably my intelligence then.
Intelligence? Okay.
Cool. If we're chilling at a...
Oh, mental.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So you got three plus ones by default.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. So now you're going to want to choose, everybody's going to choose a background for their characters. So this is the thing that you did before. So the premise of the game is going to continue the same. So Bronze and Mark, you know, we're just going to draw you from the crew of the Prudence, and then you'll get assigned to. Now you might have been on the Prudence for a while. They might have picked you up on Toothem. You might have just been assigned to it. But you'll get assigned to, I was going to say Booker's unit, but it's Nomi's unit now. So you'll get assigned to Nomi when she returns. But the two episodes that we're going to play with Kate will likely take place predominantly on the Prudence itself. So you're members of the crew of a ship called the HCS 167 Meters of Pure Jurisprudence, known also as the Prudence. It is a Crux Imperial ship. Designed for flying around the universe, fighting crime. So predominantly hunting down illegal synthetics, but also looking for kidnapped nobles, fighting insurgents, doing like space peacekeeper stuff. The crew, there's like 100 people on the crew, so there's all different kinds of folks. They have they have a science team, they have medical, they have engineers, they have soldiers, they have commanders, they have a cultural attaché. There's a bunch of people on the ship, so you can kind of play whatever you want. We'll find a way to fit you into that. But before you were on the Prudence, before you were a part of this business, you had a background. So backgrounds, if you want to follow along, if you have the PDF, they're on page 9, but I will read them out for you, for everybody home. So before you did this, your character was one of these 20 things. You were a barbarian, a member of the clergy, a courtesan, a criminal, a dilettante, an entertainer, a merchant, a noble. You were an official, a peasant, a physician, a pilot, a politician, a scholar, a soldier, a spacer, a technician, a thug, a vagabond, or a worker. And these things will give you some skills and stuff to kind of like show what you did before you were a member of the crew of the Prudence. So, Mark, do you know what you want to be for yours?
Yes, because this is the background of what he did in his past, I'm going with soldier as my background.
Okay, cool. All right. So soldier will give you, now for your backgrounds, you get a free skill associated with the background. You're going to get 2 other skills from the learning table or 3 random rolls. Do you know if you want to roll or pick?
I will be rolling.
You're going to roll? Damn. All right, cool. So you get any combat skill at 0.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've taken shoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So you take shoot at 0. Good. And then you are going to roll 3 times?
Yeah, I'm going to do 2 on growth and 1 on learning.
Okay. All right, roll your first d6 for growth.
So 1d6.
Okay.
5, which is the exert.
Yeah. The exert skill. Okay. And then another one on growth.
2, which is plus 2 physical.
Yeah, so pick a physical stat and increase it by 2.
Now, do I just like go nuts boosting my dex to potentially get a dex of 18, or do I try and boost my con?
Because you've got it 14 now, which would bring it up to 16, which wouldn't increase your bonus, I don't think.
No, but I could spend XP later, right, to boost it by 2 points.
Yeah, you could.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go with constitution. I want to try and buff that up next time when I level up. So I'm going to increase my con by 2.
Okay, so you have exert and your plus 2 to con.
Yep.
Okay, and then 1d8 for your learning table.
1d8 on the learning, which is a 3, which is another rank of exert.
You're so good at moving things around.
I guess it does kind of work for his character, because it's exerts like jumping and athleticism, right? Like,
yes, it's really like it. The skills in this game are quite broad, so exert is really anything that is like pushing or pulling or climbing or like just doing physical exertion. It's all covered by that, so it's a pretty broad skill. So it's not bad to have a bunch. Okay,
it makes sense for his what he is. So
okay, cool. So that's your background, Bronze. Mm-hmm. Do you know what background you want to be?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could always roll randomly if you can't decide.
I think I'm going to be a dilettante.
Ooh, nice. A dilettante. Mm-hmm. If not purpose. Okay. So as a dilettante, you get connect at 0.
Okay.
Your hero never had a profession, strictly speaking, but spent their formative years in travel, socializing, and a series of engaging hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Perfect life.
Okay. All right. So you get connected 0. Do you want to roll or do you want to pick?
I think I'm going to roll. I like to gamble.
Okay. So, so you want to roll how many on what? You get 3 rolls. You get growth or learning.
I'm going to go ahead and roll 2 in D6 and then 1 or 2 in growth and 1 in learning.
Yeah. Same as Mark. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, so you get a +1 to any stat. Okay,
I'm going to go ahead and put that in strength to pop it up to 14.
Nice. Ooh. Good call.
Yeah. And then...
strong dilettante.
Yeah. She had all that free time on her hands. She hit the gym.
Spent a lot of time in the arm wrestling circles.
Yes.
Okay, so same thing. Another +1 to any stat.
I'm going to go ahead and throw that in intelligence.
Okay.
And then
you picked up a skill somewhere. Let's see what it was. Any skill you want.
Wow.
I'm just going to throw another one in intelligence. And then maybe if I pick up another skill point, then I'll have
So this one for this one is learning. So it's you get any skill at 0, not any stat.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I didn't know.
Literally any skill.
Yeah. In that case,
any skill you want.
Let's see. In that case, I think I'm going to take lead at level zero.
Nice. All right. Good. Cool. So you're connected. You're a bit of a leader. And you spent some time working on you, your strength and your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, cool. All right, Kate, do you know what background you want to be?
I think I want to be a vagabond.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So vagabond is prior to this job, a dilettante has money and friends. You simply have the road. Whether you were knocked loose from polite society or just found yourself cast out of a familiar life, you roam the ways of the world and the spaces in between. That's cool. You're a space hobo. I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't preclude you being like a noble or whatever, but where Bronze's character was like, you know, yachting about the universe, maybe you were on like a personal mission, or you know, like you kind of just left your life behind to do this other thing. Okay, cool. Yeah. So on your character sheet, so skills in this game can be a little confusing. If you don't have the skill, it's ranked at -1. The first time you gain a skill, it becomes 0. So go ahead and mark survive as 0.
Okay.
Cool. Now you have a choice. You can pick 2 things from the growth and learning tables that are on page 15, or you can roll randomly 3 times. So you get 1 more thing, but you have less control over it. What do you want to do?
I think I am also a gambler, and I think I'm going to roll as well.
Nice. Okay. So growth tends to represent personal improvement, and then learning is picking up new skills outside of your own kind of natural talent. You get 3 rolls total, and you can assign them to whatever table you want. What would you like to do?
What do you mean? What do I want to do? Like,
well, so you have to pick. You have 3 choices. You have three picks. Okay. And it's like 2 growth and 1 learning, 2 learning and 1 growth, all 3 growth, all 3 learning.
I want to do all 3 learning.
Nice. Okay.
If I'm space hoboing, I want to learn about as much as possible.
Right. So you're out in the universe picking stuff up.
Okay. What's up?
Yeah.
I just didn't realize you could do growth. Damn.
Yeah, I think you can. Let me double check. Let's see. Background skills and growth. Pick either 2 risks. Let's see. Pick 2 skills from the learning table, or make 3 random rolls divided between the growth and learning table. It doesn't look like you. Do you want to go back and just roll another one on growth instead, Mark?
If you didn't know you could do that. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take that level of exert out. Sorry, Kate. Mark, have his 1 roll.
All good.
I do, man. Roll another decent.
Another one on growth.
I hope you can get
I did get exert. Yep. That's exactly what I got. Cool.
Perfect. You're trapped. You're the exert. Here.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Never mind.
Good. Okay. So meanwhile, so you want to do all 3 learning. So, Kate, so you'll just do, now you can do all 3 at once here. Type /R/3d8 and then hit enter. And then we'll look at each one individually. There you go. 5, 3, and 1. Okay. You learned pilot at 0. Set your pilot skill to 0.
Oh, there it is.
Bottom of the left column. Yep.
Yep.
So pilot at 0, notice at 0.
Mm-hmm.
Very useful skill. And then any combat skill. So punch, shoot, or stab.
I feel like I want to be a stabsman.
Nice. Stabsman.
A stabsman. So put that to 0 as well?
Yeah, so set stab to 0.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. You have learned to stab. Stabbing people with your hobo knife. Okay.
Hell yeah.
So good. Excellent. Nice work, everybody. All right, so you've done the thing. You've rolled, dividing it up as you wish, and now we're going to pick a class. So your class, there are 3 classes, and then you can kind of mix and match with subclasses. You can be, and I think I already know the answer, Kate, I know you want to be a psychic, but the options are expert, psychic, and warrior. So you want to be a psychic, so that's cool. Go ahead and just put psychic where it says class. And then for Bronze and Mark, what do you two want to be? Do you want to be warriors? Do you want to be experts? Do you want to be psychics? Do you want to be
multi-class? I'm assuming Mark's going to be a warrior, right?
What do you want to do, Bronze? Well, I was looking at partial psychic, partial warrior, but I also want, if you're going to be a psychic or partial psychic, then I can just go pure warrior.
Oh my God, I'd feel so bad for Booker. Like, hey man, so you failed in that last mission and we've assigned you 3 psychics now.
oh gosh.
So yeah. You're under very heavy scrutiny here, buddy.
What do you want to do, Bronze?
I was actually thinking of going expert this time around.
Just pure expert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if I'd like to go partial psychic, partial warrior, then I think.
Mm. Okay, all right. So partial psychic, partial warrior for Mark, and then good. Okay, so Bronze and Mark, you've done this before. I'll let you fill out your stuff. So Mark, pick a psychic discipline at level zero. You get the one. Get your plus one attack bonus for first level. So get caught up on that. That's on page 18. And then bronze, you're gonna get the non-combat focus related to your background. Mm-hmm. Make a note of your reroll the failed skill check ability. Okay. And then I'll talk to our psychic friend Kate. So Kate, as a psychic,
mm-hmm.
You're gonna get two psychic skills as your bonus skill. So the psychic skills, you can see them. I'm going to just open up your character sheet here. The psychic skills are sort of left midway down. It says psychic skills and techniques. So there are six of them. They are biopsionics, which is like using the powers of the mind to heal. There's metapsionics, which is like messing with other psionicists, like other psychics, either helping or hindering them. Precognition, which is seeing very briefly into the future. For now, telekinesis, it's like moving shit around with your brain. Telepathy, reading thoughts and communicating with your mind. And then teleportation, which is like moving at first objects from one place to another, yourself short distances, eventually being able to move up to like spaceships with your mind. What kind of psychic powers do you want? You get two of
these. The first one sounded very interesting.
Biopsionics?
Yeah, and you were saying that's like healing and stuff?
Yeah, so at first level, biopsionics gives you an ability called Psychic Succor, which gives you, you can stabilize mortally wounded targets. So you just walk over and you like Obi-Wan Kenobi them. You're like, no, you're not going to die. I'm going to use my psychic powers. And then later, as you get better at it, you can heal.
So I can help people like in our party kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who's been mortally wounded, you can use the powers of your mind to restore them. And so that would be the ability that you get for biopsionics.
Well, I really want to help people. So I want to do that.
Okay. You want to be a helpful space witch? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So set your biopsionics to zero.
Okay. And then I have one more, you said?
Yeah, you get one more. Yeah.
I think telepathy.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So telepathy at level one allows you to, or level zero, you can detect emotional states. Intense emotions provide a single word or image related to the focus of the feelings. So if somebody was just kind of like chill, but they were trying to hide their feelings, you could use your power to kind of dig them out. If they were feeling like aggressive or upset, you could figure out something related to why they were upset. I would give you like a hint.
Okay, cool.
At this level. Okay, cool. So you're going to take those two. So make a note that your telepathy is also at zero.
Yeah.
Your skills there. Okay, cool. So I think everybody gets a focus now. Let me take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you, Bronze, what did you pick for your expert foci? Or have you yet?
I chose heal.
Nice. Wait. Okay.
No, wait. For my foci, for my free skill?
For your focus. You get one non-combat foci.
Okay.
Because you'll end up with more, right?
Right. Yes. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I didn't pick one. You go first, Mark.
Okay. That's fine. And then, yeah, Mark, you're a partial warrior, so you get one combat.
Yeah.
One combat focus.
So I've taken close combatant. You've had all too much practice at close in fighting and desperate struggles with pistol or blade. You're extremely skilled at avoiding injury and melee. So basically at level one, if I stretch this out, I gain a combat skill as a bonus skill, so I'm going to take shoot again.
Nice.
And then you can use pistol-sized ranged weapons in melee without suffering penalties for the proximity of melee attackers, and you ignore shock damage from melee assailants even if you are unarmored at the time. So
that's great.
No,
that's
shock really damage good. If you miss me.
Cool. That's awesome. So you're gonna be getting up in people's faces with your pistol and your... Okay.
So.
Cool.
He's very John Wick, like the kind of like that really close, like, and then like thrown around and stuff. So
what was that? What was that movie with Christian Bale in it with the like gun
kata, karate? What was it called? Like, I can't remember, but yeah, the gun. I remember it was called Gun Kata, but I can't remember the name of the movie.
Tay Diggs was in that movie. Equilibrium. It's called Equilibrium. That was
there. Yeah.
Cool. I like it. So you're John Woo's stars of that number character.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you got that. And then, Bronze, have you decided on yours? Or are you still?
Yes. I want to be a hench keeper.
Oh, nice. you're going to have some goons of your own.
Some minions.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of Riley.
I'll never be beasted up ganged up against. I'll have my own Yancey to sic on the Yancey of the group. And my Yancey will be better than the other Yancey. And Dark Yancey or Bizarro Yancey is going to take out the other Yancey, and I'll be on top.
I feel like Bizarro Yancey is already the Bizarro Yancey. Okay, so you get lead as a bonus skill. You can acquire henchmen within 24 hours of arriving in a community, assuming anyone is a suitable hench material. They won't fight, but they'll escort you and risk danger to help you. Most of them are peaceful humans. You can have one at a time for every three levels you have. So basically, you show up, put the word out, and within a day, someone will come up to you and be like, I want to work with you. I'm here.
I want a job.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So, I'm your bud.
Since I took lead at the beginning, does this add to that? Or does it only add to that if you have zero?
Nope. You get it again. Okay. Yeah.
It's if you get it as a level up, it's slightly different.
Okay. So now Mark and Bronze, you will both get another one, any kind for being first level. And then Kate, you'll also get a focus. So the foci are on page 20. And these are just things that your character is particularly good at. And I'll read the names of all of them for the folks at home. So you could be alert, you could be an armsman, you could be an assassin, you could have authority. Mark took close combatant, so there's one. Connected, so you're gifted at making friends. You could be hard to kill, you could die hard. You could be a diplomat, a gunslinger, a hacker, a healer. We have a hench keeper, Bronze's character. You could be Ironhide, so it's just a different way of being hard to kill you. You could have additional psychic training, so this is like a bolster to what you already have. You could take Savage Fray, which is you're really, really good at stabbing, so if you want to improve your stabbing abilities. You could take Shocking Assault. You're extremely dangerous to enemies around you. You could take Sniper. You could take Specialist, which is just you pick a skill and become better at it again. You could take Star Captain, which doesn't actually make you the captain of a ship, but it means you're an officer on the Prudence. You could take Starfarer. You could take Tinker. You could be Unarmed Combatant. You could take Unique Gift. We're going to leave off the table because that one kind of requires you and I build it from scratch together. Or you can take Wanderer, which is part of your life on the road. You mastered a number of tricks for ensuring mobility and survival as a vagabond. So do any of those leap out to you? There are a few that kind of sounded like... Yeah.
Wanderer seems to kind of fit. I do like just the name Star Captain, but we'll leave that one alone. maybe Wanderer.
Yeah, so Wanderer will give you, this is just mechanically for level one, Wanderer gives you survive as a bonus skill. You can convey basic ideas in all the common languages of the sector. You can always find free transport to a desired destination for yourself and a small group of your friends.
Hell
and
yeah.
That would have been... That would have been useful on Hong Lu, hey, if somebody was just like, oh, I'm a wanderer. I already have a way off this dumb planet. We don't need Yancey. Finding this transport takes no more than an hour, but it may not be strictly legitimate and may require working passage.
That's fine.
Yeah, you want to take Wanderer?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. So you can write Wanderer down under How dare you? Damn you.
Damn it, Bronze.
I was trying to update my character sheet and I pasted it in chat.
It's fine. It's okay. You're not ruining anything. It's all right. Okay. So, just put down Wanderer. And then
Under Foci.
So there's like a little drop box and then it's got add next to it. So you pick the one you want, you click add, and it gives you all the details.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Great. So now make sure you bump survive up one level. So if it's at minus one, put it at zero.
It was at zero.
There you go. Bump it up to one.
Oh, mate. No. I already did the thing you asked me to do. Yep. Perfect. I'm just boosting my stats quietly over here.
And then between now and when we play, you can, if you want to, you can copy that little paragraph over if it doesn't do it already. Oh no, you got it. Perfect. Man, the character sheets for this are so good. They just give you really everything good. You need.
This is very easy.
Yeah, right? That's so cool. All right, cool. So that means you've got your foci. Mark, do you know what you want for your second one?
I did. I took psychic training. And just to clarify on this one, Adam, so it boosts my psychic choice up to rank one. And if it goes to rank one, I get a free technique, right?
Correct. What did you choose for your because you're part psychic. What did you choose for your discipline?
I can teleport.
Yeah, dude. Okay, cool. So you teleport, and then you're going to take one that boosts it to two or to one.
Yeah, to one. Yeah. And then it says at level one, you gain a technique. Okay. And I chose the proficient apparition, which basically makes it like if I teleport short distances, I don't need to commit effort.
Perfect.
And it only counts as a move action now. So whereas before it was a full action, now I can just do it as a movement.
That's really cool. All right. So you're teleporting close combat. You're like Nightcrawler. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Dope. Okay, cool. So that's good. And then Bronze, what are you taking for your second foci?
Oh, you're muted.
Whoops. Starfarer.
Nice. Okay, cool. So Starfarer, that's a good one. So Starfarer, gain pilot as a bonus skill. You automatically succeed at all spike drive related skill checks of difficulty 10 or less. Nice. So you're either an assistant to the House Valen navigator of the jurisprudence, or you are that self-same navigator.
I was thinking that because I was leaning towards House Vela this time around. So I figured House Vela has some navigation experience.
Yeah, House Vela has a monopoly on the star maps and the training on how to interpret them. And every ship in the Imperial fleet has a Valen trained navigator. And while you don't have to be that person to be able to navigate, you have been trained. Anyone with that ability has been trained by a House Vela trainee, unless you're like a rebel or you're like a member of House Pixis or something, but for the most part you have a connection to Vela if you're not directly them already. And then you can decide if you want to be the ship's primary navigator or if you want to be like the assistant yeoman to the navigator or whatever. Okay. They'll have different responsibilities, obviously. Cool. Okay, good, excellent. So now choose any non-psychic skill of your choice to reflect your hero's outside interests, natural talents, hobby expertise, or personal focus. Bump that up to zero. Or if it's a skill you already have, bump it up to one. Just basically pick a thing you want your character to be okay at if it didn't already come up.
Okay.
Yup. June.
Mm-hmm. What did you take for yours, Mark?
Notice.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Kind of leads into what he's become as a character now, so...
Nice. Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to take talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's useful too. And Kate, what do you want to take for yours?
This is just like a free skill?
Yeah, literally any skill. Yeah.
What's Connect all about?
So Connect is a skill that you can use to create characters in the game that can help you with stuff. So this, in a lot of role-playing games, there's this kind of disconnect between the character and the world they live in. So you're like, cool, like I'm a character and I can do things, but I don't have any network of people that I know, despite the fact that I'm like in the world. So Connect fills that gap. So I could say, you know, you're on a planet, you're on the ship or whatever, and you're like, I need to find someone who knows how to do this thing or can do me a favor or who doesn't like somebody I don't like. I need to get leverage on them. You roll Connect. You tell me who this person is. Depending on how you roll, then they spring forth into reality and they can help you, or they might, if you fail, they might like Lando you by accident at first, right? So it's a way for you to introduce new characters into the game so that they can be there to help you out with things.
That sounds really helpful IRL, but maybe not for me right in this game. So I'm kind of looking at heal to go along with kind of the rest of what I've been doing with my psychic skills.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to bump that up to zero.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Is that right?
Yeah. If it's at minus one, you bump it up to zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, now, everybody's favorite part of character creation, we're going to roll hit points. Hit points are how hard or easy it is for you to die. So all you need to know is your character's constitution modifier. if you have one. So look at your constitution modifier. Take a look at that. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Mark. Let's start with you because you get a bonus to yours. So
I get plus two, right? Because I'm partial warrior.
Yeah, roll 1d6. And... Oh, there you go.
Yes.
This time.
Yes.
All right, so you got five. Do you have a plus one to your con or no? You have zero. Okay, so you got seven hit points.
Seven.
Nice, good work. Okay, Bronze, you want to go next?
All right.
Nice.
Fucking nailed it.
Nice, much better. Cool.
Yeah.
And do you have a con bonus? No. So you got six points. Very good. Okay. All right. And then Kate, let me just double check, make sure psychics don't roll anything different, because I know Anne had a tiny amount of hit points. Nope,
she
just
had
a d6.
One con, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, she had minus one con. Do you have a constitution bonus? Oh, there it is.
That's somebody had to get it. That sucks.
There you go. So,
in my very limited knowledge of games like this, that's a bad.
That is bad. Yes.
That's a bad.
It's not like game ruining bad, but just don't let anyone stab or shoot or like really
get
hit
close
you very
to
hard
you.
At all. I don't, yeah, just you're fresh.
With the healing stuff that I did, can I heal myself?
The thing about healing is you need to be conscious to do it, and you only have one hit point, so literally any damage will knock you unconscious. So don't let that happen.
Fine.
Stand behind Mark.
Yeah, me and Anne had one hit point for the first session, so you should be fine. It wasn't until we leveled up that I got killed, so you should be okay.
Okay. Am I putting that on the left or the right of the hit points?
You'll put on both, because it's your the left is current,
one over.
And then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's how many you have out of the total.
It could have gone better for me.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But that's okay. It's fine. All right. So, Mark, you're the only one with an attack bonus, so you got that on your sheet already. Everybody roll 2d6. Sorry, JP. Everybody roll 2d6. You're going to multiply this by 100. This is how many starting credits you have. Or
we're not going to do the packages.
This is the thing. Or if you don't want to, the easy way, and Kate, you might want to do this because this is your first time, you know, of context for a lot of this stuff. But for Bronze and Mark, if you guys want to custom build the package for yourself, you can. Mm-hmm. On page 25, there are a bunch of equipment packages. So like soldier, scout, medic, civilian, hacker, whatever. You can just pick one of those, Kate, and I can fill out all of the stuff.
Okay, perfect.
And this will be like all of the like little things that your character will get, like armor and weapons and
I think I've already found it. So
yeah,
perfect. Yeah,
Adam.
Same. Yeah.
I think I got 3 XP from inadvertently.
Oh, you did. You had 1 XP. Yeah.
Wait, did I get 1 or did I get 3?
You only got 1 for doing your goal last time.
Never
so
mind.
You're 1 XP closer to level 2.
Darn it all. Okay.
Chances are pretty good you'll get there at the end of the first session or the second session by the time Anne's back.
Bam.
Yeah. So Mark, do you want to roll or do you want to pick? You're going to take soldier?
No, I'm taking, does it have to match the same background? Because I was going to take the equipment package.
You can take gunslinger or, yeah, you can take whatever
want. Well, actually, to fill in what he does now, I'm going to take the civilian.
Nice.
And
okay.
Then he's going to buy some equipment that has been provided him using the credits. So
nice. Okay.
And you'll understand when I tell you the faction, I think, and stuff like that. And
what I want to do is we'll get through all the mechanical stuff, and then we'll just like hang out
talk
for
about
a little
the
bit
stuff
and talk about all the kind of background stuff. Because then for me, that'll be my opportunity to kind of figure out like, okay, what are we going to do with these two episodes? What are the characters have in
common? Sounds good.
Okay. Bronze, do you want to take a package you're gonna roll?
I think I'm gonna take the package for Blade.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. And then Kate, do you have a package that you want to take for yours?
I'm going between two, the thief and the hacker.
Nice.
I'm thinking thief, kind of the whole vagabond thing, but then also hacker. You know, maybe I picked up some hacking skills along my way. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean your program is at minus one, so you're not very good at it. It would be a bunch of equipment that you can kind of use.
Sure, which is just accurate to my current life, which is fine.
Yeah, thief could also be useful.
Yeah, I'm kind of going towards thief.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go with that one?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I will. I'll add all of this stuff for you so that you have it in your character sheet for when we when we're ready to go. Okay, cool. All right. So let me make a note here just to add this. It's my homework. And then we can talk about this this stuff. So add thief kit to Kate's character. Okay, perfect. Cool, cool. All right, yeah, so I'll do that for you before we play. Good, I think that's it. I think that's all we need to do for mechanical stuff, which means we can get on with the fun bits of talking about who the hell you are and what the hell you're doing here. Let's see. Record your armor class, damage, all that stuff's from your gear, saving throws. On your character sheets, and Kate, this is a bit of a weird thing, so I'll do it for you, but make sure Bronze and Mark go to the little gear and enable luck saves, because you'll notice you right now you only have physical, mental, and evasion.
Oh, yeah.
So go to the gear and just turn on the luck saves. So
we're gonna use those. Add a luck save.
Okay, great. Cool. So Kate, when we play the actual game, usually what'll happen is I will ask you to roll certain things. It'll usually be like a skill or attack with a weapon, or I'll ask you to make a saving throw. These are all things you're going to be able to click on your character sheet. And during the game, if you can't find them or whatever, just let me know. And often what'll happen is it'll prompt you. Like, let's do a test right now. So if I were to ask you, like, okay, make a sneak skill check, like a sneak roll. So on your character sheet, where it says sneak, you should be able to just click it.
Yeah.
And then it'll prompt you. It'll ask, like, what stat do you want to use? And then I'll say,
dexterity. What value modifier?
There's the other thing. If there's an additional modifier, like if it's easier or harder, if I don't say anything, then just put zero.
Okay.
And then it'll ask you what stat you want to roll. And then you can click through. Yeah, there you go. So,
okay.
A seven or better is a success. 7 to 9 is like a complicated success. 10 or better is like you just do it and it's great. But if you get a 6 or less, it's usually a fail. Combat works a little bit differently. You'll be clicking on your weapon instead of on your skill. But we'll take that one step at a time. We won't go through all the combat bullshit right now because it doesn't. There's no need. But we'll talk about that when it comes. Cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about character concepts and stuff. Who are these characters? Mark, it sounds like you've got a pretty good idea about your dude. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about him?
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to be playing Chaplain Crusader Valencio Gabriel of the High Church of the Messiah Emperor. Oh, is it Emperor? Nice. Is it Emperox or is it Emperor?
It's Emperor. The X is not pronounced. Yeah, okay. And it's a gender neutral term for person in charge of the empire. There currently isn't one, but this way, if it's a woman or a man or a non-binary person, we have one term for all three of them.
Perfect. So the High Church of the Emperor Messiah, who was—he doesn't really talk about what house he was from, and I don't think I want to reveal that yet. Maybe if people start digging into his past, they might learn that out. But he's a very dedicated, very loyal chaplain, and he is from the Crusaders. He used to go into combat for some things, but that again is kind of something he doesn't talk about and isn't discussed. And I thought the idea of him, maybe he is stationed on the Prudence as spiritual guidance to offer spiritual advice for those holy souls in need of assistance. To keep an eye on things and to, you know, help preach the good word of our Lord God. So
excellent. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the ship's chaplain, this means you're going to be connected to any other sort of high church members that are on the ship.
Most certainly.
And that's good. That'll make the high church very happy. They're going to be excited to have some representation.
This reminds me of Firefly. A little bit.
Right. Cause you have this kind of like fighting psychic background, but you just come on the DL now.
So, I had one question about the psychic stuff, because I'm guessing the church doesn't have a problem with psychics. Like, you know, so MES is like, I kind of, for him, I was thinking that it's seen as a gift. Like, he sees it as like, I've been blessed with this gift kind of thing.
I mean, what we refer to as the high church is actually like a bunch of connected religious doctrines and spiritual behaviors and beliefs. They all share the fact that they believe that humanity is the top of the pile and the emperor is the top of the humanity pile. They all believe in the very hierarchical structuring of reality and of the way that people relate to one another. They understand kind of aliens and synthetics are down at the bottom with criminals and excommunicates.
Disgusting.
But heretic. the individual groupings of the high church vary. Like there's some debate and discussion about what the beliefs are there, but within those that is. So I'm sure there's some members of the high church that think MES is like a disease to be cured. It is a flaw, right? We shouldn't have these powers. But there are others who are like, no, this is a gift that God gave us. We have a noble house that is empowered by psychics. There are many psychics in the empire. We should use them, and this is a gift from God, but to be used gently. And you can believe what you want to believe about that.
Okay.
My recommendation, and I've been giving this to the high church since the beginning. My recommendation is to not go too hard on the 40K stuff, because I'm trying to distance us a little bit from the like chain sword screaming bald guy screaming about heretics.
Well, I see. Go on.
I was going to say, even the major sort of the Protestantism to our high church's Catholicism, the Church of Humanity Repentant, they're not really heretics or like enemies of the church in that way. They're just very misguided. And they're like a splinter religion. If we can fix them. They're not a real religion. It's not like they're heretics. You're not going to go to war with them, because that's you have to acknowledge that they're like real for that to be the case.
And then, I wanted to, I don't know if this would be okay in like the law, but like, yeah, obviously like for me, a very kind of Vatican, Holy Roman Church kind of vibe I wanted to go with him. And like, there's going to be like little elements of that. And he wears, I like the idea of him wearing like a very slick black suit, but with the little collar kind of thing to indicate he's a chaplain. And yeah, he's got a bit of he'd be played by Keanu Reeves if this were a movie. That's kind of how I want to pitch it.
Yeah,
so,
I dig it. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good to see. To see that. And yeah, feel free. Like, obviously, read some of the wiki stuff on the High Church. Go bug the High Church folks in the Discord. Feel free also to make up your own stuff too. Right, to like take what they've built and spin off on it, and let them know. Be like, oh, cool. This is some stuff I want. You guys should put this in the wiki somewhere. Like, help make my character fit into the world, because that's a thing that I'm sure they'll be.
That sounds great.
Cool.
Perfect. Okay,
some spiritual guidance. And I think it makes sense, right? Because we're looking at the tail end of a mission. I mean, you're probably going to be mandated to like keep an eye on Booker to make sure that his time in enemy hands haven't like, you know, corrupted him too much, that he's like still on the right path.
Absolutely.
You're going to be paying closer attention to him, especially since House Crux just paid like a shit ton of money to have him returned to you. Do you want to talk about your character, Bronze? What are you thinking? You said you mentioned Vela.
Yeah. So I kind of want to play House Vela Noble. I was thinking of playing like an Amira. And my sort of thought process for the kind of character I wanted to play was someone who is talented in a lot of different things. But given that like how House Vela works and people are assigned like different roles based off of what functions they perform, she's never known where she fits into that.
I like that.
And I want it to be like her parents gave her sort of an ultimatum that she either needs to work on her career over the next 5 years, or they're going to arrange her marriage to someone she's not very fond of.
Like, so this has been a... Find something you care about, or we're going to marry you off to some like Fornax Baron. Yes.
Then you'll be useful for something, because she's very like, it's not that she's a layabout. It's just that she like, you know, she hasn't found that thing that is really connected with her and her family. I want it to be like her family is actually very skilled and very motivated people. And so is her brother. And she's the one that's like, can't figure out where to go. I want her brother to be a mushier if possible.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, and have it be like, oh, everybody's found their place, but she doesn't really know where she fits in, and now she has this
So your position on the your like did your family arrange to put you on the Prudence, or is this something you chose to do? And if so, like why this ship? Why this?
I actually wanted to have the Navigator be my aunt, who feels bad for my situation, and knowing that I'm competent, she's decided to take me on as her assistant to try to help me, like groom me as a navigator, because she knows that I don't want the marriage. So
yeah. So she's trying looking to get out me for out of you, it. But also like mm-hmm. I imagine you have a tense relationship, because on the one hand, she's like, listen, I'm just trying to look out for you. I know you don't want to do this. But on the other hand, like mm-hmm. you need to get your shit together, because she can't protect you forever.
I imagine she's going to put a lot of pressure on me, especially because I definitely, it's modeled actually quite a bit off of my actual life. Cause you know, you should always draw on real stuff to make this. But like, I want the relationship between her and my mom to also be kind of like strained. And so my aunt is definitely going to be the type that's like, I'm sticking my neck out for you here, you know?
Yeah, like you need
I'm fighting with your mom over this. So you really need to like put your nose to the grindstone.
You can only keep doing this for so long. You need to get your shit in.
You need to pick this up and be like a respectable navigator.
Yeah, that's really good. Because that gives you some time. There's some pressure there. Like eventually the you know, the Piper's going to come calling and be like, look, listen, it's time. What are you doing with your life? Are you going to go into navigation academy or whatever? Okay, cool. So this is a bit of like a trying to figure out your life time, which gives you some room to aim the character in a bunch of different directions.
For sure.
Okay. Good. I like that. Okay, cool. Kate, you said that there was a faction that jumped out to you. You want to tell me what
are
you looking at?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but Lyra.
Yes. Yeah, Lyra. Yep. Lyra. Musical instrument. Yep.
Yeah. I basically
got how sad goth death cult.
Yeah, basically, I got to the point where they take the ashes of the dead and use it as makeup, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. So I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, their Discord channel is mostly just, like, aesthetic blog posts and, like, pictures of goth outfits.
They trade,
like, sad mixtapes. It's good. But also, yeah, they're the Imperial Death Cult. Like, they control the funerary processes of the thing. They are in the midst of preparing the funeral for the betrayer Emperor. They're a big deal. And they're like the culture house. So it totally makes sense for you to be. So I guess the question for me is like you ended up on the Prudence. Are you just like hitching a ride? Were you assigned to it? Like what brings you to this like basically cop spaceship?
I kind of feel that maybe I snuck onto it.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Okay. I mean the degrees to which you would want to like, you don't need to sneak onto it because you're a noble. So you could just be like, hey, I'm
just
getting
rock
this
up.
Shit. Yeah, you could just be on it. And that could be the thing, right? Like the crew could be like, what is she doing here? And is she here on a secret mission? Or is she just hitching a ride? And like, maybe you're like, how integrated to the crew do you expect you are? Did you just get on the ship? Have you been on it for a little while? Are you going somewhere specific?
I was thinking that I just got on it and a little air of mystery to me, because in my head, this character super, super loyal and like building her own family, like a chosen family, but very secretive with her own feelings and with her own direction. And so no one really knows what I'm doing, but I kind of know a piece of what everybody else is doing.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. And so so what would motivate your character to I guess we don't, because we're doing two episodes, and it can very much be like kind of an episodic, like something is going on the ship, and you don't have to necessarily be like part of the party. So if you want to work with one of the other players and be like, hey, let's like have a little like storyline, this is something that I'm interested in, you can do that. But also if you're just like, I don't know, I thought the ship would be interesting, and I'm on it to check it out.
Yeah, I think that's kind of more it, because I'm kind of poking my head in, seeing what's going on, and then, you know, maybe I'm going to leave.
Okay.
I'm only here for 2 weeks.
You're totally like, the weird kid at her own table in the cafeteria, and everyone's like, why is she here? Who is this person? And there's like rumors about you that maybe you're like, you know, an assassin or like someone's forgotten child. Like they're just trying to get rid of you. Yeah. Okay, cool. I like it. And nobody really knows your deal.
Yeah. And I picture her kind of wearing like lots of kind of Jedi vibes, like lots of layers of black and like shrouded in various fabrics.
Yeah,
very mysterious.
It's really cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. And because it's totally okay for you to be. So what'll happen is Your character will be on the ship. You'll have recently got on the ship. Bronze and Mark, your characters will have been placed on the ship waiting for Nomi to get back. So Nomi is probably on Heroa doing some important stuff as a post-mission job. This is a couple of months after the last time we saw the ship. So you'll be waiting for Nomi to come back, and you'll be assigned to her when she returns. But you're kind of on like downtime right now, so it'll give you an opportunity to like meet some of the members of the crew. This will be like one of those episodes of Star Trek where like they don't actually go necessarily somewhere and like leave the ship, but there'll be something to do on the ship for these two episodes. Mm-hmm. I'll figure out what the hell that is.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. So, Adam, lore question. Would it make sense? Would it make sense for me to be an Amira, or maybe the daughter of an Amira?
It depends on how important you want to be. The thing is that like obviously the people of House Vela will have opinions about this, but you're a PC and PCs are allowed to break the rules. So, like,
well,
that's the thing, right? Okay. You're allowed to be weird.
Because
right?
I know like, that, like. I was reading a lot of it, and I noticed that like what drew me to House Vela is that a lot of the people that hold stations like earned them, as opposed to like here you go. But I wanted it to be something like, oh, like her parents like helped her get a position in an advisory capacity to like the Rani, and she totally like flubbed it up, or she's not motivated. She's pulling the whole office space, like, oh yeah, I go in and stare at my screen for, you know, a good hour after lunch and like that type of thing. And so like
I love the idea of you being like an official somewhere, like a politician of the forum, but like you just don't show up and you never go, and you're like on a Crux spaceship somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, cool. It's like being a congressperson, but you're in like on a vacation in Turkey for some reason.
Okay.
It's like that's fine. Someone else will just pick up the slack for you, and everyone kind of resents it.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it would make sense. Because I remember I was saying earlier that I wanted to be in Amira, but I wasn't sure if it would make sense for me to be in Amira, but then like be like hanging out with my auntie to figure out if I want to like.
You don't have to be good at your job, right? You could have been made in Amira and then been like, well, you know what? I'm just gonna go and do this other thing that I'm doing, and everyone else has to pick up the slack. So. It ramps up that the family and house tension, right? Where everybody's like, she is such a waste of space. Like, she needs to get her shit together and get married and actually do her job. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Nice. Building the crew. I don't think I need anything else from y'all. I think we're pretty much good. Kate, I'll fill out the gear stuff for you, so you'll have armor and your weapon and stuff. Perfect. One thing that I will give you is homework. Obviously, both JP and I will need to know. Your character needs a name.
Oh, I have a name.
If you don't already have one, do you have your character name? What's your character's name?
I want her to be called Lilith, and she has a last name, but nobody needs to know what it is.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Right. I know what it is, but no one else does.
Lyra Lilith.
Lilith of House Lyra, and. Yeah, she's a big mystery. Cool. So you're gonna be. Wait till you meet Yancey. It's gonna be great. you're a mystery, which means people either fear and shun you, or are really interested in getting to know you because they think that maybe you can do something for them. The ones that think that you're somebody important are gonna try to suck up to you, and the ones that think you're just some weirdo are going to like. This is gonna be the high school episodes of the show, I guess. Is the thing.
Perfect.
But this will be good. This will be a nice interstitial for us to get to know the crew a little bit. And I like that your character's a bit mysterious, because the two episodes will sort of revolve around this mysterious stranger who comes onto the ship. And likely the end of the second episode will result in your character like leaving to go do something else or whatever from the ship. And who knows?
Maybe sounds good. Later. Maybe I'll come back later.
Okay, so you need a name, and then think about a goal. Think about something that your character wants to do. So Mark and Ron, you're familiar with this already. You'll actually want two. You'll want a short-term and a long-term. But for you, since long-term isn't really going to be possible, just think of two things that you as a player want your character to do. Like convince somebody important to do you a favor, or like get to know somebody in the crew. And you can write these about your character and what they want more generally, or you can specifically, like, you write one about each of Mark and Bronze's character. You write something about Booker Greaves if you want. You just basically pick, and this is how you get experience in the game. If you do those things, if you achieve your goals, then you get XP. That's how you improve as a character. But it also lets me know what you're interested in as a player. So figure those things out, And you can just like put them on your character sheet and message me in Slack when you know what they are. And I'll build some of the stuff in the game around those.
Cool.
But I think that's it. I think we're done. I think we made characters. Does anybody have questions, feelings, thoughts?
I'm excited to meet Mark's character.
I think it sounds like this House Vela is a wayward soul who needs some of God's guide.
Oh, no, don't do this.
Oh, yeah. When you were describing everything, I'm like, yes, excellent. Excellent. You need to think about duty, young lady.
Yeah. It's yeah, don't worry. Father Ted over here will take care of you. He'll be fine.
Chaplain Valencio will have you down. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
and then
that's
also,
what my
yeah.
character needs is faith.
Yeah.
Everyone needs faith.
Yeah, the sword, the sword of the House Crux, the sword of the Empire, has no purpose without the hand of faith to wield it. So it's good that you're there to take care of them. Cool. All right. Well, that's it. So I guess we'll be playing at the usual time. Max will come back and join us. We'll introduce Max to our new characters, and we'll take a couple of episodes of vacation on the jurisprudence. I'm super excited. Kate, thank you so much for joining us. I know that it's a lot, and don't worry, we will help you. All you have to do now is just like think of how you want to play your character, and then we'll go from there. I think it'll be fairly freeform, and we'll use the first half of the first episode just to kind of warm up the characters and play some scenes and figure out kind of what everybody's about. So I'm really excited. I love playing RPGs with new people, especially people who played
so good.
Yeah, I think stuff. I kind of lucked out as far as like getting a great GM for like the first ever time I'm playing an RPG.
Hey, this is great. You heard it here, folks. Let's check in at the end of the second episode, and we'll see if Kate still thinks I'm a good person. We'll see when we get there. Cool. Well, Bronze and Mark and Kate, thank you for coming. Patrons, thank you for watching. If you're watching this and you're not already participating in the Discord, now is a great time because you could be a Vela or a Lyran or a priest of there's two religions. You could pick one. Go ahead.
This is the correct one.
Yeah, the Farverona. Thank you. You're doing it already, Mark. Exactly. The Farverona show is only a small part of the much larger Farverona universe, most of which takes place in our Discord. So yeah, if you're watching this and you haven't checked it out yet, do it because it's fun and cool and weird. So we'll see you for our next episode. And from your Space Master and our new crew, thanks for coming. Bye, everybody.